This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Send a request. Plaza Port Tax Line at 410-583-1057. The calendar year of 2025 comes to an end. Don't make me do math when I'm going to try to do it all of a sudden. In about 14 hours. A little less. How's that sound?
Pretty good.
I'm close.
And my not even going to check. I
my
trust
GD,
you.
I did done with my Gazintas. Just don't make me figure out what shapes are in geometry. But there's been some good and some bad, and we'll address it all. But I'm going to do my highlight. And, you know, I'm going to be 61 years old next week. I've been watching Maryland basketball since I was 10 years old. First team I followed was the Brad Davis, Mo Howard, John Lucas team, the three-guard offense. Should have been Moses Malone's freshman year, but he wound up signing with Utah Stars, which was horrible. But Maryland went to the Elite Eight that year and lost to Louisville. And I've been hooked ever since. And I've seen them all since 1970. Name a player, seen them. Turk Tillman, Brian Maggett, JoJo Hunter, seen them. Guys you've never heard of before, seen them. Play. Cole Fieldhouse, been there multiple times. And Maryland kind of fell on hard times. Hadn't been a Sweet 16 in 9 years. Then all of a sudden, against Colorado State, with their backs against the wall, season on the line. Cliche, cliche, cliche. A kid from this city came through in the clutch.
And Gillespie looks to inbound. There it goes to Queen. Queen will drive in against Morton. Queen with a shot off the glass. Got it! And the Panthers have won it! At the buzzer on a shot. Oh, my goodness. By Derrick Queen. 72-71. And we're heading to San Francisco.
Johnny Holiday popping his mic on the call. Maryland Radio Network. Derrick Queen, a running bank shot off his opposite foot, stuns Colorado State 72-71. But to me, the big story was after the game being interviewed, what made you think you could make that shot? I'm from Baltimore.
Yeah.
Just representing the city in the best way you possibly could. So to me, that was the sports highlight of the year. But unfortunately, almost got overshadowed by the drama with our friends, Damon Evans and Kevin Willard, and all of that General Hospital nonsense they had going on, literally as all of this was taking place.
Right, and nobody out there has really forgotten because, again, it was the same year. But, you know, it is important to note that that stuff was starting to come out before their first game. It was starting to come out before the Colorado State game as well. So that was all kind of lurking in the background that, all right, we obviously want to win this game. We go to the Sweet 16, but this is still a dark cloud over everything because Willard had chosen to use that media availability leading up to the tournament, not to talk about the matchups and what was coming up that weekend, but to sort of complain and lobby for more resources at his current job. And almost, well, in hindsight, he was threatening that he was going to leave. And as it turns out, he did. So, you know, great for Derek Queen, great for Baltimore, great for Maryland. Signature moment for sure. And you look back over the last 10 years of Maryland basketball, there's been good teams, there's been great players, great moments, but I'd be hard-pressed not just for 25 to be the top moment, but for that to be the top Maryland moment in the last 10 years.
I can't argue with that at all. Now, the what-if team, the COVID year of 20, who knows, what if, et cetera, but for me, that is the local sports highlight of 2025.
No doubt. So for mine, I tried to think a little more under the radar, and I'll mention some honorable mentions here in a second, but I went all Orioles because it was a rough summer. Make no mistake about it. We lived it for 162 games, and it got pretty brutal at times. But there were some highlights, and I want to start with a guy who's no longer a Baltimore Oriole, but this holds sentimental value. Talking about Cedric Mullins here. We remember his last week before the trade deadline where he looked like prime Cedric Mullins. Web gems galore, couple home runs in their last homestand, and then on July 30th, what ended up being his last home game with the Orioles, his last game with the Orioles in general, the Orioles taking on the Jays, a game that they eventually lost, but in the sixth inning, the signature Cedric Mullins play.
Another breaking ball. This one hit a long way by Sanchez to center. Mullins!
No, he didn't.
No, you cannot be serious.
He didn't.
No! No way!
No,
no way!
He didn't catch that! Yes,
I want to see the baseball. I still don't believe it.
I don't believe it either. Here we are, amassing on the call, of course, Kevin Brown. What a robbery of that home run. Ollie Sanchez off the bat of him in the sixth inning. Again, you go on to lose that game, but even still, that whole week, again, for that to be his last game with the Orioles, Cedric Mullins, what was he known for here through his entire time? Sure, he had some good offensive seasons, the 30-30 year, but it was always defense. It was always the web gems, laying out for a diving catch, and he had a couple of those that week. But to rob that home run, which looked like a no-doubter off the bat, couldn't have been better. Couldn't have drawn it up better.
Cedric Mullins now with the Rays.
Yes.
So we get to see him again.
Well, hopefully he's not robbing any home runs off the Orioles, but we'll see. Next moment here, this is the one that I teased earlier, could be perceived as a negative. I want to highlight Brandon Young, who only had a handful of starts this year, but there was one on August 15th in Houston taking on the Astros, and this happened.
Puts one in the air, center field, Greg Allen just in the game, collides with Johnson, and the ball is caught. Johnson, the new right fielder, made the catch, crashing into Allen, the new center fielder, and history continues, perfect through 7 2/3. A little ground ball. Young barehand.
No.
Young throws it wide. Urias will dash to second. The perfect game snapped on a swinging bunt by the old Oriole, Ramon Urias.
So a tragic end there. Come on, Ramon. You do us a solid lay down there, especially because it's a 7-0 game at the time, or at least 5-0 game at the time. Yeah, come on, man. Roll over. Do your old team a solid. What else do we have to play for here? Nonetheless, for Brandon Young, a rookie pitcher who had toiled all year. You know, the best start for him probably to that point, like 5 innings clean, something like that. You're like, all right, maybe this is something to build on. But most of his starts were short, pretty rough. He'd get, you know, banged around a little bit. So to go into Houston to face that Astros team, take a perfect game into the eighth inning. You heard the crazy catch there colliding in the outfield. Greg Allen, there's a name I don't want to hear in an Orioles uniform.
I thought
uniform.
It was an Astros highlight.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so incredible catch. The two outfielders collided, and then a batter later loses it off the dribbler of Ramon, which even, all right, Ramon didn't roll over, whatever. He's a competitor. We give him credit. But the scorer there, that's a tough, difficult play for Brandon Young coming off the mound, running towards third base to try to turn and then sling it to first. And we call that an error. I don't know. Give him a break. But anyway, still an incredible performance and certainly the highlight of his year.
And I will take responsibility for that because I was at this place where I'm going to be drinking a Hinkle in less than about five hours. And I looked at Dean, the bartender, said, you know, Arias is breaking up the perfect game, right? And he did. So one of the few times this year that I've been correct.
One last moment here.
Yes.
The number one moment. And I think this one, when you hear it, you're going to say, oh, of course. September 6th, Orioles, Dodgers, your eventual World Series champions. And the Orioles were down to their last out in the ninth. One last out. And who broke it up? Well, Jackson Holliday, solo homer. All right, we're on the board. We're down 3-1, but still a lot more work to do. And then eventually, Emmanuel Rivera steps to the plate.
Rivera up the middle. Base hit. Mateo around third. Mateo will score. One more magical moment in time.
So Yamamoto was working that no-hitter.
Yes,
into
he
the
was.
Ninth. Dodgers up 3-0. Holliday breaks that up with a solo homer. Blake Treinen comes in out of relief. Rough year for him. And this was one of the roughest moments. Jeremiah Jackson with a double. Henderson hit by pitch. Mountcastle walks. Kowser walks to score the second run. And then Rivera there with the KO punch to close it all out.
That was Cal's anniversary, right?
It might have been.
September 6th?
September 6th, yeah.
And it was Cal's 30th anniversary game. So how about that?
Big moment.
Yes,
so, yeah, I mean, we try to find some good in this Orioles season, but that was certainly towards the top. Honorable mentions real quick that we didn't get to here. Diggy Coit's legacy game, 41 points against Mount St. Mary's, only because the 41 points were absolutely necessary to win that game.
Yeah, the Mount made him work that night.
And then if we want one Ravens moment, we'll go to the wild card round last year, knocking out the Steelers. You know, playoff wins, hard to come by in general. Playoff wins over the Steelers, even more hard to come by. So again, you could say, all right, the Ravens were supposed to win that one. They were supposed to win big, but it's still, you know, warms your heart a little bit to knock out the Steelers.
Yeah, and we'll get to low lights as the program progresses. And, you know, I'm thinking College Park again after a 4-0 start, what happened to Maryland football when it was all set and done. But remembrances before we hit the break and reset the program here. Vinny and Haney, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope, a couple friends of the show, no longer with us. Tommy G, Tommy Gerbese, Ring Magazine, passed away unexpectedly in the late summer. He had just sent me, I'm not to make it all about me, because it's like the old Anthony Jeselnik, don't forget about me, thoughts and prayers. When somebody dies, everybody's posting pictures of them with the deceased, making it all about them. But Tommy G had literally just sent me his book, and I was talking to Ed and Jeremy about top 100 boxers of all time, and Triple G Miguel Cotto weren't in it. And we were going to have Tommy G on before the Jake Paul Gervonta Davis fight, which never came to fruition. But Tommy Gerbese, Ring Magazine, rest in peace. Scott Miller, MLB Network Radio. Nolan, you spoke to him many times, friend of the show.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about a guy that's giving with his time. Nobody more so than Scott Miller. That any time I would reach out to him to come on the show, and booking guests sometimes can be like pulling teeth, sure, to just say that much. Scott Miller, even if he wouldn't be able to come on, would always respond. Always respond in a timely fashion. And if he couldn't do it, he'd be the first trying to reschedule. Hey, can we do this day? Hey, can we do a different time? Always wanted to come on. Always wanted to talk. Loved baseball. Just a great guy. Great baseball mind. And when he passed, everything I just said, tons of his colleagues around the world, you know, other radio stations that he did hits on, would echo the same sentiment. Tremendous guy.
Yeah. Scott Miller, rest in peace. Bob Popick, Woody. He was the longtime music aficionado for Camden Yards and M&T Bank Stadium. And, you know, he was playing deep cuts from the Cars' Panorama, which isn't one of their big albums and in regards to their top 40 hits. I was like, where the hell did you get Misfit Kid from? He's like, oh, you know, I was like, you're the man. So Woody Popick, sadly, he passed away. Craig Heisty, that's another stunner. As he passed away late in the baseball season, Craig Heist was high school friends with Mike Preston. But Heisty's been around the Baltimore, D.C. sports scene for many, many years. That floored everybody. And Jim Henneman, the longtime Orioles. So you talk, look, I like to think I know a lot about the history of the Orioles. Mine's mainly from like 66 on.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jim Henneman's forgotten more about the Orioles than I'll ever know. Jim Henneman, and then he was the official scorer for 23 years. The press box is named after him, which they're now moving. But Jim Henneman passing away as well. Another friend of 105.7.
One of those guys that I never had the privilege of meeting and kicking myself over that.
Yeah, he used to come in when I was on the nights. Old Henny doing his thing. So rest in peace, all of you and everyone that's contributed to the show. We'll come back, reset for you. I know we're pressed for time, so we're going to have to get it back on track here on this Woman Crush Wednesday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7, Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.